Yep.
Andre, I was just talking to Logan. Was everything put to the test here for you guys here tonight?
Oh, yeah, that was a tough one. Tough one in schedule-wise, travel-wise, fatigue-wise, emotional-wise. The Blue Jackets start strong. They attack us with their rush like we knew. Came back in the game. So, no, that was a good, resilient game for us. Obviously, it was not a Picasso the way we play, but... at the end of the day, we have to be happy about the result.
Protecting lead, you didn't just protect it, you built on it, and then you protected it. That's been a narrative, but what did you see in those sequences?
It's a lot of the game for us go with the puck. When we make, take good decision and we take care of the puck, we're a tough team to play against. When we don't do so, that's where our opponent has a good time. So. Too many puck management situation to my liking, but like I said, showed a lot of character.
How did your team respond in the absence of two guys? Your bench was shortened by two.
Yeah, we took a little bit of time to get our leg under ourselves in that situation, but I think we responded well in the third. We played good hockey in the second half.
Did anybody deserve a goal more than Barrett Hayton for the work he was putting in front of the net?
Yeah, absolutely. He always go in the dirty area and do the dirty job. So, yeah, it was an important goal at that time of the game. And the way the game was going and everything, we needed that break.
I'm going to talk about the Logan Cooley goal as well. Tyson was talking about guys going downhill in that situation towards the net. What'd you see?
Yeah, I said it this morning, you know, his routes are getting much better. And now he took the right route and he put the puck at the net, which is not natural for him. He's a pass first guy, but that one paid off.
How was the rest of his game tonight?
He had good moment on the breakout. He did good decision on the breakout. I think he had a little bit of lack of pace on his D zone in a few situations, some hesitation. But the rest of his game was pretty good.
Got a little something going for Connor Ingram here, don't you, right now? He's on the wall.
Oh, yeah, but this, for us, there's no story because we know what he can do. We believe in him. He showed us last year. He built the confidence, the trust, and he had a really good training camp. So he's just another day at the office.
What can you tell us at this point about Barrett Hayton and Mattias Micheli?
Obviously both of the game did not finish. Both of them did not finish the game. We'll evaluate them and we'll have more news tomorrow.
Okay. Lastly, when you just look at this road trip, the way it's laid out, felt like it could have had a point in St. Louis.
Yep.
It came back in Nashville. You know what happened in Dallas here tonight. One more to go.
Yep.
This could be a remarkable trip.
That's the goal. That's the goal. You know, the rest, there's nothing we can do about the game. We will have love to bury, but the big game will be against Winnie, no doubt about it. They're a good team. They played really good, and now we're building in the same kind of situation where we were in the tough schedule. That will be the same, so we need to show character again.
Thanks,
Andre. Thank you, Bear.
Thank you.